Then we moved on to the authors P.D. James and Iris Murdoch, which are contemporary writers. So we've moved the writing and the techniques, you know, 400 years forward to today, to see whether or not we could use the same techniques on today's writers, not focus on the Elizabethan playwrights. So we then started seeing whether or not we could see change in an author's writing over a period of time, because these two writers, P.D. James and Iris Murdoch, came from the same location. They were born around 1920, about the same time as each other, and they lived in the same part of the world in the UK and went through the same sorts of things like war, and they're both knighted, went to Parliament and so forth. So they have very similar experiences. And so we used their writing to see whether or not we could identify change and depression and anxiety and Alzheimer's and see the impacts that that had on an individual's state. And as I suggested earlier, you know, the third part of the study was to apply the ability of identity and change over time in an individual, along with these characteristics of depression and anxiety and changing cognitive state, to see whether or not that would reflect how a suicide attacker might function, and see whether or not that would help us, you know, look at that problem space.